Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The DH, Larville Blanks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dade, who is chasing the ball. Staub reaches third base with a triple. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from May and he is safe. Norris steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Mankowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Pruitt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pruitt. LaFleur moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Duffy moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Kuiper moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Dade moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuentes. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy bunts towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Date moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Date scores. Norris moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Steve Grilly now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a pop-up towards short. Scribner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pruitt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.